You Are My Sunshine by Judith Saxton. Read by Lynn Zagovsky. Acknowledgements. A great many people, mostly WAFs, have helped me with this book, in particular Bette Carter, whose article in a daily newspaper started me off on the idea, and Dorothy Pepper Williams, who patiently answered all my questions, drew me diagrams, and told me what life had been like on her various sites. Additionally, the Imperial War Museum did their usual brilliant job and got me a great deal of information, whilst my own branch library in Wrexham, North Wales, and the Central Library in Liverpool worked extremely hard on my behalf. And I would also like to thank Canon Richard Hanmer of Norwich for doing his best to answer my questions concerning Christchurch and Eton Parish Church in the 40s. Since I did the research and began to write this book, I have been smitten with ME, which is partly why it has taken so long to appear in print. And since ME fuzzes the brain, I do apologise if I have left anyone out of these acknowledgements. September 1941. When Kay Duffield had walked beside her father into the Little Flint Church, it had been chilly, with an overcast sky and a sharp wind blowing, trying to drag the veil off her primrose blonde hair, cheekily billowing up under her white silken skirt. Her father had held her arm very tightly and slapped at her skirt and laughed with her, but she had still been able to see a faint trace of apprehension at the back of his warm grey eyes. Yet when she came out again, on Philip Markham's arm, with a big smile from ear to ear, and her happiness so great that it was almost tangible, the September sun was shining and the breeze was warm and smelled of chestnuts. Coming down the aisle, Kay's fingers had rested lightly on her husband's.